So many times when people have gone to sue the NSA for illegally spying on them, they have doctrines that they use. They'll say, it's too secret. We can't have courts looking into what we did because that will jeopardize national security, and then courts dismiss the lawsuit. Or they'll say, Tucker Carlson can't prove that we actually spied on him, therefore he has no standing to sue, and courts will dismiss that as well. The remedy here is for Congress. It's Congress's responsibility to exercise oversight how the executive branch spies on people. And for so long, Congress has been either afraid of the NSA and the CIA, or worse, subservient to them. And you're right, it has been the Republican Party, along with Democrats, that has long venerated these agencies. And only under Trump did they start to realize, actually, these agencies interfere in our politics and threaten our democracy in really pernicious ways. And they need to take that knowledge that they learned over the last 5 years and use it to get to the bottom of what happened here.
So I spoke to, and this is not speculation, this is a conversation I had personally face-to-face with someone I thought was a very powerful member of the committee that oversees the intelligence agencies in Congress. I can't be more specific, but this is a true story. 2 years ago, told me to my face that his communications were being monitored by the intel agencies, the ones that he was supposed to be overseeing, and that he didn't dare text me because he knew they were reading his texts. And I thought to myself, this system is completely dysfunctional. If the person who's supposed to be holding them accountable is afraid of them, then who's in charge here? It sounds like they are.